Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, my friends, it is I, Alex Jones. Monday, already the 17th day of May 2004, we'll be live for the next 3 hours. We have our contributor and webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, Paul Joseph Watson, joining us for the next hour. Other guests lined up as well. And, of course, wide open phones. The toll-free number to join us on air, as always, is 800-259-9231. A lot of big developments, a lot of incredible Big Brother activities. You know what RFID is, radio frequency identification chips? They're implanting them in people's bodies now. Thousands of Americans have gotten it. If you want to get into the fancy topless bars of Europe, you're going to have to get it. They want to put it in the old people, the young people, the troops. It's all happening right now. Well, USA Today came out with a glowing article saying we all need the chip. It's going to replace everything. It's no big deal. Just take the chip. It'll be sold to us as a stylish counterculture move to get back at your parents. And Coca-Cola has a Coke can with an RFID, a high-powered one, tracking you. And that's in the mainstream media as well. No, you haven't fallen into a time warp, a Philip K. Dick novel. It's really happening. And Rumsfeld in firing line for clearing abuse of prisoners. Well, of course he did. Now they admit that it was all right out of a CIA manual on torture. And we're just being given the lighter side of it, if you can believe that. There's new photos of people savagely beaten to death that we have on the website, which the government admits are real. They've also been trying to put out fake ones to muddy the waters, but we have noticed those and assessed those immediately upon sight and have put that out even before they put their spin on it. Also, Mr. Nicholas Berg, who supposedly had his head sawed off viciously a few weeks ago, we're going to have to go back over this. You know, he was investigated with the hijackers. Now not one, but two, magically bumping into them, giving them passwords. Mr. Berg worked at the Abu Ghraib prison, that's admitted. Mr. Berg dropped out of an Ivy League school to suddenly go traversing the world with high-tech communications, classic intelligence MO. He was held by U.S. forces for 13 and a half days, then released right into Al Qaeda's hands, only to have his head sawed off, supposedly, but that video is very questionable. And now, the Philadelphia News is reporting here, Berg met with shady Iraqi under U.S. intelligence control, a Iraqi who's been caught shipping in crack cocaine. So it's about 110% chance, no, 150% chance that Mr. Berg worked for some intelligence agency. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. This is out of control. This is unbelievable. This is an orgy of evidence. Maybe he didn't work for an intelligence agency. The more I think about it, this much evidence that he did. There's another strange new twist to the saga of Nick Berg and his final days of Iraq before his savage videotape beheading. Berg teamed up in Baghdad with ex-Philippine man who led a controversial group of Iraqi expatriates encouraged by the U.S. government, i.e. CIA shills. Even as he faced deportation for his role in Russian immigrant crime ring selling millions of vials used for crack. Aziz Kaduri, Aziz, also known as Aziz Al-Tai, hooked up earlier this year with 26-year-old Westchester man to start a small company called Sharat Arjur Babul, or Babylon Tower Co. Oh, Babylon Towers Co. that would install, inspect, and repair telecommunications and utility towers. Getting very, very suspicious by the millisecond. We'll be right back.
Yeah. It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through lies and disinformation.
Thanks for joining us on this opening salvo of the week. This Monday, the 17th of May, 2004, we're going to have wide open phones. Any news item across the political spectrum globally you'd like to discuss, any police state action, Big Brother news, the torture that's being promoted on all the big nighttime TV dramas, how we're being told torture is wonderful in the fiction and nonfiction media. Anything you'd like to discuss, it's a toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Rumsfeld in the firing line for clearing abuse of prisoners. And Rumsfeld says this is just ridiculous. And remember him on Face the Nation? He got up there on TV and said, I never said there were weapons of mass destruction. It was an imminent threat. This is a wives' tale, an urban legend. And so they started playing clips of him and showing text clips of him saying it. I mean, we've all seen it. The neocons are still on the radio and TV saying that the mobile weapons trucks were for producing anthrax, though 6-8 months ago, generals admitted that it was for pumping up hot air balloons. Now Powell on TV said that it was for pumping up balloons, but still the neocons will accuse me of being a liar. They're still up there saying they found mass graves. They're still saying Niger shipped uranium to Iraq. They're still saying the letters from the troops in the newspapers are real after the Pentagon admits they planted them. They are in total and complete unbelievable denial. By the way, now a senator has come out and said the thing that Limbaugh and others are saying. Why, the abuse is just abuse. It's just fraternity fun. the people in the prisons should find themselves lucky to be under such treatment. Folks, they're actually out there saying it. It's not just Lord Limbaugh, the king of socialism and lies. I'm serious when I say that, by the way. See, everything's the opposite of what you believe it to be. But now we have senators, two of them now, popping off about how it's just fraternal fun. I guess when someone is raped brutally in your town or beaten to death, you can just say, hey, just fraternity fun. What's all the hubbub? Why are the police even upset about this? Yes, we have now become worse than the Nazis. I don't mean in total numbers of people killed. The Nazis were very evil. I mean in the fact that we brag about it and say it's good. The Nazis didn't do that. We have broken new ground. I personally am just totally amazed by this. Rumsfeld in the firing line. It was a gamble, but as he spoke confidently to an audience of whooping soldiers, it looked like Donald Rumsfeld's surprise trip to Iraq paid off. The Bush administration hoped the visit would staunch the bleeding from the Abu Ghraib affair and change the story, ending the questions over Mr. Rumsfeld's future. This week's revelations in the New Yorker changed that completely. Far from being an isolated case of ill-disciplined United States soldiers abusing their Iraqi charges, the article portrays the Abu Ghraib as abuse as part of a wider plan to humiliate Iraqi prisoners using techniques perfected in Afghanistan. Mr. Rumsfeld is credited with taking the decision to expand the secret program on interrogations. Folks, I need to hire the interns to do this because I can't work anymore. But I have an entire room full of tapes, videotapes. During the war, for the weeks up to it and the weeks during it, you know, the big combat operations of last year, I probably got, 100 tapes just from that. At some point, I had three televisions with VCRs running, taping three different channels. And I've got Rumsfeld on tape in press conferences bragging about torture. You all saw him. You all read it in the newspaper. Remember? Need to get those clips and have somebody watch all of this and get this together, because he said they were torturing him. He said it was good. It was in all the editorials. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of them, all over the newspapers, all over TV. We all saw them. It's in my videos how torture's good and the White House's torture's good and Bush's comments. I mean, I've got that in two of my latest videos. I've got the news articles and video clips where they're on TV saying torture's great. But we need Rumsfeld at these press conferences, and I've got it all. Oh, my, it's a sea of evidence. And then, oh, no, this is isolated. And now we have the CIA training manuals from the 60s, 70s, and 80s and 90s right through Afghanistan in 2 years ago admitting all of this. So it's not debatable. Our government has camps in Cuba, camps in Egypt, camps in Jordan, camps in Iraq, camps in Afghanistan, camps, 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 everywhere a camp, here a camp, there a camp, everywhere a camp, camp. Old MacDonald had a concentration camp, E-I-E-I-O, and on this farm he had innocent people, E-I-E-I-O. And a C-130 flying out with terrorists here, a C-130 flying out with terrorists there, flying out the real CIA terrorists here and there, everywhere a CIA terrorist being protected and paid in gold bars. Old Rumsfeld, E-I-E-I-O. All right, I'll stop it. It's just getting really ridiculous here. So Rumsfeld in firing line for clearing abuse of prisoners. And it says, according to interviews with several past and present American intelligence officials, reporter Seymour Hersh, we have that article posted on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Now, the Pentagon's operation, known inside the intelligence community by several code words, included Copper Green, encouraged physical coercion and sexual humiliation of Iraqi prisoners in an effort to generate more intelligence about the growing insurgency in Iraq. The program was triggered by frustrated efforts to capture senior al-Qaeda and Taliban members, the ones you flew out on C-130s. Hershey reported on that 2 years ago. In the weeks after the start of U.S. bombings in Afghanistan. See, Hirsch puts out these reports, but doesn't combine it all. It's actually Hirsch, among others, and it's all admitted now. 8,000 Taliban and al-Qaeda flown out to safety. The actual Arab fighters, then goat herders and shoemakers, cobblers is the term, thrown into the camps, and Brigadier General Quit, Baucus, over that, and said it all happened. Oh, my goodness. Under the program, Mr. Hirsch wrote, commandos were given permission to conduct instant interrogations and use force necessary at secret CIA detention centers scattered around the world. They have the CIA section chief in the Washington Post quoting, bragging how they tortured people. Well, the CIA would stand over Egyptians and Jordanians when they would torture people, and it even described, we ought to repost that on the main page. It's in the torture archive of InfoWars.com, but we ought to repost that Washington Post article with the CIA section chief bragging that not only do we torture them, we and do stuff to their children in front of them to get them to answer questions. Yes, torturing children now is a very Mengele-ish loving thing to do. So, Joseph Mengele, Mengele-ish. I mean, this is just really getting rich. Last year, Mr. Rumsfeld and Stephen Cambone, his Undersecretary of Intelligence, expanded the scope of the Pentagon's program and its methods moved to Abu Ghraib, Mr. Hirsch wrote. Critics say the interrogation rules, first laid out in September after a visit to Iraq by the then commander of the Pentagon's program and its methods moved to Abu Ghraib, Mr. Hirsch wrote. Again, critics say the interrogation rules, first laid out in September, to the then commander of the prison for terror suspects at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, amounted to green light for abuse. The New Yorker quoted a former intelligence official as saying they weren't getting anything substantive from the detainees in Iraq. No names, nothing. They just could hang their hat on. Cambone, Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, says, I've got to crack this thing, and I've tired of working through the normal chain of command. I've got this apparatus set up, the Black Special Access Program, and I'm going in hot. So he pulls the switch, and the electricity begins flowing last summer, and it's working. We're getting a picture of the insurgency in Iraq, and the intelligence is flowing into the White House, into the white world. We're getting good stuff, but we've got more targets, prisoners in Iraq jails, than people can handle them. And they were told, no rules apply, torture them, get the answers. Rumsfeld authorized prisoner abuse, another article here about how they did that. And then I want to shift gears here into Berg. Just briefly recapping, Mr. Berg has classic intelligence operative MO. He's in an Ivy League college. He drops out, travels the world with high-tech equipment, helping the poor. That's the quiet American out helping everyone. And he travels the globe helping everyone. And then he's working at Abu Ghraib. Before that, he's being in interviewed by the FBI because he wasn't in contact with one, but two of the hijackers, we now learn, the supposed hijackers, just accidentally loaning him computers and passwords. No big deal. And then he ends up being grabbed by the coalition, held for 13 and a half days, released. And next time we see him, his head's being sawed off by LCI-ADA. Well, now the Philadelphia News is reporting, as well as the Associated Press, Berg met with shady Iraqi. There's another strange new twist to the saga of Nick Berg and his final days of Iraq before this savage videotape beheading. Berg teamed up in Baghdad with ex Philippine man who led a controversial group of Iraqi expatriates encouraged by the U.S. government even as he faced deportation for his role in Russian immigre crime ring selling millions of vials used for crack. Aziz Kaduri, Aziz, also known as Aziz Al-Tayeem, hooked up earlier this year with a 26-year-old Westchester man to start a small company called Babylon Towers Co., would install and inspect and repair telecommunications and utility towers. The interview with several news organizations in Baghdad, Aziz claimed he may have been the last friend to speak with Berg before his kidnapping and beheading by terrorists possibly linking to Al-Qaeda network. The radio tower contractor had come back to Baghdad after a 13-day detainment in Mosul, only to disappear again April 10th. Aziz said that on April 10th, Berg surprised me by calling me at 9 or 10 to say that he found some friends to travel with to Jordan. Berg said he was en route, but Aziz didn't know who or what kind of vehicle they were driving. And Mr. Aziz, they admit, has worked with the U.S. intelligence agencies. He's there to tell us when Mr. Berg disappeared to. We'll be back with your calls, a ton of other massive news, tracker chips in your Coca-Cola can. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about them, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen.
Danny, my love.
Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day's coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and go to your calls in this segment. And then I'm going to get back into Rumsfeld. I mean, this was all publicly. They were ordering him to torture people. They were in press conferences saying it. And then we see the results of it, and people don't like it. And they go, oh, we never did that. This is psychological warfare, softening us up before they even released all of this. And then having the beheading video to reconfirm all of this and then see it's all good. It's a new American value to torture. Then Powell admits CIA wrong on Iraq Mobile Weapons Lab, Powell says. And his handler began yelling live on TV, shoving the camera aside, telling Powell to stop giving the interview. And Powell goes, no, it's live, it's live. Stop it, stop it. So this, they thought it was taped. This is the staged nature of things. And then, but Powell admitting no mobile weapons trucks. Of course, that news is over a year old now, but I'm going to stop the liars from telling the story over and over again. Also, your Coke cans are going to have tracker chips in them. That's Associated Press. And just a bunch of other amazing news. Car bomb kills Iraq Governing Council chief, one of Chalibi's rivals. Very interesting. Right now, let us go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's talk to James in New Jersey. James, welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, my friend.
Alex, I love what you're doing with the Prison Planet TV site.
Well, thank you.
The frequent updates of the stories. One of my favorite things that you did, one of your weekly reports, you referred to Bush as a gangster. And you freeze-framed a video clip of him giving the press conference after he testified, quote-unquote.
Yes.
And the pose you caught him in, God, if he didn't look like the gangster you said he was.
Well, all of them, Tenet. You talk about Ready for Hollywood to play the kingpin. That's Tenet or Armitage. They just drip that arrogant aplomb.
Well, you caught him just right at that moment. But it got me to thinking, one thing I'd like to see you do with the site, I'd love to see you do like a media review kind of thing. Like establishment TV, mainstream TV media. Just looking at the way they present the news.
Well, we do that sometimes.
Well,
actually, in there, we analyze a few reports.
Well, maybe you do it in print, but I'm thinking more like using footage, things like that from the TV broadcast.
Well, did you see it where I analyzed the ABC News report about the CIA drills of flying planes into buildings?
Yeah, well, probably. It doesn't ring a bell, but I'm sure I've seen it, yeah.
All right, well, I appreciate your support and being a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. Anything else on your mind?
Well, only a personal question. I'm going to ask it because I don't think I'll ever get a chance to ask you otherwise.
No,
how much
go ahead.
Chess do you play?
Pardon me?
How much chess do you play?
A little bit. I'm not very good at it compared to playing my dad or somebody.
Okay, I heard you mention it on a broadcast.
Yeah, no, if I have time, I'll play a game of chess or two. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, James. Yeah, but the people I play against always prompt me or stomp me. Let's go ahead and talk to... I can't find a lot of people, I guess, kind of at my mid-level of chess. People I know are just too good at it. Let's talk to Linda in Missouri. Go ahead, Linda.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
I'm calling about something in the Kansas City Star on Wednesday, May 12th and the 13th.
Okay.
Our governor of Missouri, Bob Holden, he's the leader, of course, of the Missouri Army National Guard, has demanded an investigation on that Tuesday into reports that guardsmen were assigned to work for a private contractor in Iraq. This private contractor is Kellogg, Brown, and Root, alias Halliburton. These guards.
That's right. Halliburton has several hundred, no one's really sure, offshore subsidiaries. And people ask, well, who controls these private contractors? Well, the Central Intelligence Agency, they are government bodies. It's just the profits go to their owners, who are all former intelligence or current intelligence. And I'd like to see that. So your governor is upset about his troops, the state's military, being used as minions of these people?
Absolutely. He has also, on the second article on 513, the Star reports that his complaint by Holden has triggered Army inquiries, and the 1221st Transportation Company, they've been asked to ride shotgun with civilian drivers, and they should have military people at their back, not civilians making more, $80,000 a year tax-free.
Well, see, this is the public-private partnership. This is the ultra-fascism. Anything else?
I think everyone...
Well, stay there. We'll come back to you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
All across America, people are using the sun and wind to create enough energy to power their homes. For over 18 years, these people have trusted Sunelco to help them on the road to energy independence. Sunelco has systems to meet every need and budget. Complete home systems using solar, wind, hydroelectric, or hydrogen fuel cells. With the rise in the cost of electricity, it makes sense to add renewable energy to your home or business. Many states offer cash rebates and tax breaks to those with renewable energy systems. It's easy. Many of Sunelco's systems come packaged for easy installation by the homeowner. Sunelco has a 106-page renewable energy planning guide and catalog available for only $5, containing a detailed study to help anyone understand the how and why of renewable energy. May just be the best investment you've ever made. Call Sunelco today at 1-800-338-6844. That's 800-338-6844, or visit them online at sunelco.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We just got an interesting call from Linda in Missouri, and she was bringing up some Kansas City Star articles that I wasn't aware of. I was aware that most of our military is under CIA command, but the guys that run the CIA and the CFR like to make money, so what they do is they control the companies, and then they also command the military through the companies. The real generals and colonels and captains are the private contractors, and then the profits from all of that, the profits of having our troops work as slaves for them, all go back to Halliburton and its hundreds of subsidiaries. But so I was aware of that. What I wasn't aware of is that the governor of Missouri there, Linda is saying, and I have no doubt of it, and please email the article to tips@infowars.com or the webmaster over at Prison Planet as well. We'll get those posted. But you were saying that the governor is upset about this and these private contractors. Well, these are the same private contractors we have commanding the troops around in these prisons that the generals aren't even allowed into. And then they blame the generals. Then they have a trial of the generals, and the generals are rightfully found not guilty, and they go, see, we didn't do anything. Well, no, that's compartmentalization. So they go after someone who's innocent on purpose, knowing they'll be found not guilty, and then that diverts the entire public. But finish up what you were saying, Linda.
Governor Holden needs some phone calls. Can I get his his phone system.
Well, you say Governor Holden's calling for an investigation. We should call him
and
say,
thank him.
Yeah.
And push him to open this can of snakes that's probably all over the country.
Well, I mean, we know that civilian contractors are controlling regular Army National Guard, and that's a good point that the governors, I mean, this is totally illegal, patently corrupt, and everybody should call their governors. So, I mean, this is happening. The part I'm not sure of is, you know, did your governor do this? And I have no doubt that you're telling us the
truth.
Well,
I don't have a fax machine.
I believe you. I believe what you're saying, Linda.
But maybe you can put somebody on a web search of the Kansas City Star.
Yeah, I would imagine we can find that. I mean, look, I believe what you're saying. I know they're using the private contractors. I know they're commanding the troops. It's just great news that the governor is upset about this.
Well, I've been asking people on local radio station to call and thank him.
Okay, well, if you want to give the governor's, is this the switchboard's number?
Well, yes, it's would be 1 area code 573. 751-3222.
All right. Well, Linda, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. George in Illinois. George, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good to be on the show.
Good to talk to you. Go ahead.
I have a question for you. I don't know if you saw this on TV. I was watching the Food Network, and they had a program called Kitchen of the Future where they were talking about Microsoft having this future home where in the kitchen they
and
have...
And then the refrigerator automatically orders the food when you need it.
Yeah.
Everything's tracked with RFID.
Exactly.
And I didn't see that show, but I 5 years ago saw the plans. And of course, this will also watch you. It will tax you according to how much you're eating. The Agriculture Department has said this. So has Health and Human Services. If your children aren't eating properly, they will dispatch CPS to your home. Already thousands of school districts have put thumb scanners in for children to get school lunches, no cash allowed, tracking what you buy and do, CPS is dispatched. If your child's not eating properly, this is the total spy grid. Go ahead.
Well, the thing I'm confused, and the thing that really got to me was that it will tell you what product you have out, you know, let's say you take a medicine, and you bring it up on the counter, and it says, oh, this is a drug interaction, so that might cause health problems.
Yes, and it's directly hooked in to whatever grocery store or pharmacy you choose. And then even if you don't have the, quote, smart refrigerator, you have the RFID to begin with your purchase, so they track you that way in consumption.
Well, I'm thinking that imagine if they decided to change that and say, well, we're going to purposely kill people, so we're going to go ahead and let them react to these drug problems. So this way we'll say, well, it's not our fault that it happened. You know, it said it right there in the system that it's, you know, it's bad for you. You shouldn't have taken it. And then, you know, not our fault. No responsibility taken.
And this is how it's going to work. My old cell phone finally broke down and died.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have it repaired. And I'm told it's going to cost more than getting the new cell phone. You can't buy a cell phone that isn't satellite tracked now. So they just changed the whole industry. You can't buy a car that doesn't have the satellite tracking system in it. That is the hardware to have the software plugged in at a later date by law, which they're now announcing.
Well, they're having built-in.
And it's the same thing with this. You're not going to be able in 5-10 years to buy a refrigerator mm-hmm. that doesn't have this in it.
Ridiculous.
So, or you go to the grocery store, they're saying they're going to penalize you because if you don't use the smart cart that has a computer in it, that you know, where you just throw the stuff in and leave and automatically charges you, there'll be one lane that still has a service person at it, and then they're going to phase that out and force you onto this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is publicly announced. See, that's how I knew when you mentioned this exactly what it was. Not because I'm a smart guy, but because I had actually read the documents.
Well, I've been reading more on the RFID, like you've been talking about, as well as other people. And the thing that got to me is that they're putting it, like, they're conditioning the people. They're putting it in little by little by little by little. So people will take this slowly, and then they're going to say, oh, this is normal. Just like having troops out in the streets. Oh, it's normal. Torture is good, blah, blah, blah. I don't buy into it. That's all.
Well, that's because you probably are al-Qaeda-ish.
Oh, I must be al-Qaeda. Because I mean, if I think, am, I must be a terrorist.
You know, I'm trying to find my USA Today. There's actually two of them. One of them here. Get chipped, then charge without plastic. You are the card. A glowing article about how we all need chips. Just, and then here's the other one. ABC News. Soda can spies. Coca-Cola. New tracker product. George, great points. Thanks for the call. Let me go ahead and cover the soda spy first. This high-tech soda can used by Coca-Cola in its latest contest looks and feels like an ordinary Coke can. But this can knows how to call home and tell it where you are in the U.S. And, by the way, Walmart said 2 years ago, it was in USA Today, and they were working with the Defense Department, that all their suppliers had to have this in by 2004 if you were going to be able to sell to them. Now, no one would. People weren't accepting the barcode until 86 when Walmart demanded that all suppliers affix this to their products. That caused the universal acceptance of the technology. Walmart has bragged with the Defense Department that they are both demanding this of all their suppliers, and everyone is going to it. It is already in tens of thousands of products. But now it's going to be your pop can, your soda can. We call every soft drink a Coke can here in Texas. Whatever you call it, it's going to be in that little aluminum can. Soda can spies. In the week's Cyber Shake, we take a look at how one soda company has added a high-tech twist in the war to win over more cola drinkers. Oh, sure. Plus, editors at One Magazine try to figure out which gee-whiz gadget still gets our goat. And it shows the can with a loving transmitter inside of it. And it says, summer is just around the corner, and as thoughts turn to vacation and recreation, Coca-Cola has a nifty game of hide-and-seek. It wants to play with soft drink consumers. For its latest sweepstakes, the beverage maker has hidden specially marked soda cans among the ordinary cans of cola in its cardboard cases multi-packs. But once consumers find the right can, the game turns where the hunter becomes the hunted. In order to deliver the prize, Coca-Cola has to find the winner, and it does so with the can itself. See, it's so much fun to be tracked. Let's play hide-and-seek, can we? We're your friends. You can trust us. Each winner can, which has the same heft and weight as an ordinary pop can, is really stuffed with electronic guts of a cell phone and global positioning system tracker. On the outside of the can are a button, microphone, and tiny speaker. What you do is press the big red button and start the game in process. And again, Pepsi actually did this last year. So this is not new. This is all conditioning you. Here's another one, USA Today. And again, I said years ago they were going to sell us this as glamorous and cool and cutting edge, and your children, when you refuse to let them have the chip, will scream at you and run off with their friends at midnight and go to the tattoo parlor where they'll be licensed implanters, which they are now using them for that counterculture, fake counterculture movement. And you show up there and you get your chip. And I don't care what you say. There's a new law. I'm allowed to have the chip. It's my freedom. You can't stop me. That's how it's being sold, as we said it would be. Get chipped, then charge without plastic. You are the card. And it says, for instance, there's the important and deeply scientific experiment being conducted among the barely clothed patrons of the Baja Beach Club in Barcelona. We broke that story months ago. They're getting electronic credit cards implanted under the skin. Beautiful clubgoers. See, they're beautiful. They're geniuses. They're, beautiful clubgoers have a problem. If you're going to wear a halter top and micro skirt, there's not much of anywhere to put a wallet. And who wants to carry a purse when there's time to dance? Luckily, a company called Verichip this year unveiled a solution based on radio frequency identification technology. It's a slender glass capsule about as long as a dime is wide. Inside sits a computer chip which stores a unique code that can identify an individual, sort of an electronic social security number. The capsule also holds tiny antenna, which a radio code to receive many feet away. At the Baja Beach Club, Tuesdays are Verichip implantation days. Yeah, baby! Stop in and A nurse at the club's ward, of course in a beautiful outfit, uses a syringe to inject a Verachip capsule under your skin. There, that doesn't seem to be any rules about where on the body it has to be placed. If you think it that sounds like something you'd never do, you're not the kind of person who goes to clubs wearing your Beset nose ring. See, this is only for the trendiest, only for the coolest, only. Once implanted, you become your own credit card. Need to pay for a drink? Wave your implant. Ooh, it's so cool. Near a radar, and you're done. Verachip has dreams of going global with its human implantable ID technology. Once implanted, you could wave a body part to pay for a burger at Wendy's, a beer at a baseball game, or whatever. I remember reading the Army War College in 2000 going, people will submit to this if we use PR through the media. If we sell it as stylish and cool, the entire global population will have it. By 2025, they will accept brain chips. We will control them with it. The hive mind will be complete. The military's main job will be the brain implantation control centers. Once everyone's under our control, total global power will be real. I mean, it's just literally like some scary science fiction novel nightmare. But it's just out in the open. We're going to sell it to them through Hollywood and the media. We're going to sell it as stylish and cool. They will submit to us. I mean, think about this. And here it is. And then they get into how great it is, page after page. Oh, it'll save the firefighters. It'll save the police. And they'll retina scan us to start our cars. And everything will be tracked. Oh, it's so good. Page after page after page after page after page of them telling us how wonderful it is. Day after day, article after article, everywhere. It's totally normal. It's totally cool. Everybody's got to have it. Oh, it's so good. And yuppies who don't have any social conscience, who don't have any bearing in life, the young people out there, the trendies, the stylish soccer moms, are going to get it. They are getting it. And we had the Verachip distributor on. He's like, oh, yes, everyone will have to have it globally to buy and sell. That's our plan. The Italian government's about to make their whole population take it, all their government people. There's a move to make the police take it and gun owners, and I think you have to have it to have a gun, and this is our plan. Ha, ha, ha. Openly talking about making you take it. Just submit to it. And then he said on the show, he goes, the chip will prevail. Started laughing. I said, did you say that to the newspaper over in Barcelona? He goes, yes, yes, the chip will prevail. Go ahead and accept it. So much fun. Everybody wants it, you know. Just go along with it. Embrace it. Don't be a square, daddy-o. So, my friends, within 2 years, your children will be secretly implanted, running off to get them. I mean, your 14-year-old child can get an abortion without telling you in most states, so don't think they're not going to get the chip. Oh, it's so stylish. Don't listen to your parents. Oh, it's so cool. You can't get more counterculture. Oh, yeah, very counterculture being a Pentagon idiot, a Pentagon minion. And my cousin a year ago over for coffee said within 2 years we're all getting chips. We were told in a briefing by a officer, hundreds of them in the room, told you're all getting chips. Chips, chips, chips. We're just calmly talking about chips. No big deal. And a bunch of states are announcing the federal plan to start satellite tracking and taxing you to drive your car. It's no big deal. And Mr. Berg, it turns out, was working with U.S. intelligence agency operatives over there and shadowy activities. People known for their Russian mafia connections and drug trafficking, and he was at Abu Ghraib working on the cell towers and in custody of the globalists and in and around hijackers, but I'm sure he's not with any intelligence agency, and I'm sure that video's real. Mr. Berg isn't basking in the Maui sun, his debt to society paid in full, and now Mad Dog Ben Richards can try to pay his debt here on The Running Man. We don't lie! We're the number one television show in the whole wide world. Let's cut to that video now showing brutal slayer of 50 men, women, and children, the butcher of Bakersfield, Mad Dog Ben Richards, and his lover, his confederate. Okay, if you haven't seen The Running Man, you don't know what I'm talking about. We are now coming to that point, flaunting it in our face. Oh, help us. Help us, God. We are actually entering the beast system. And the preachers are telling you, the chip isn't the mark of the beast. It's not a problem. We're all going to be raptured out. The best-selling books tell us, don't have to fight evil. Just rejoice that the evil is upon us. Don't warn anyone. Just accept it. This means the end is near. We'll soon be carried away on golden ropes to heaven. There's no problem. Bush is anointed of God when he's not at Skull and Bones or Bohemian Grove or Shinto Shrines. He is a godly man, they say, who we can trust and who we can love. And his cousin Kerry is the devil. Okay, we'll come back and take more calls. And we have Paul Joseph Watson, webmaster contributor for us, joining us. I'm in a lackadaisical mood, as you can notice today. Swimming 50 laps in the morning is, well, very congenial to the makeup of my physicality. Stay with us.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Brock and John and Fred, many others, your calls are coming up here in uno momento. But to see all this unfolding exactly as the globalists said it would, and to watch people... You know, you're a kook to talk about implantable chips 5 years ago. Now you're a kook to say they're bad. Go ahead and take them. Well, we cannot put up with this. We cannot let them get away with their tactics. We have got to warn people now. We've got to say no to all of this. This is the control grid. It has nothing to do with terrorism. It has to do with the globalists terrorizing and controlling our lives. We got Paul Watson with a big news update coming up again in your calls here in a minute. Before I do that, though, just briefly, I've written a book, published a book, carry a bunch of other great books and books on tape and some of the best documentary films out there on 9/11 by Eric Hufschmid and Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, their great video, Innocence Betrayed, about 180 million people killed after their guns were confiscated. An amazing new documentary you've got to have that we're carrying. Also comes with three Second Amendment booklets in comic book form telling the story of gun control. A great way to wake somebody up as well. I've made 10 films, America Destroyed by Design, Police State 2000, Police State Through the Takeover, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Matrixes of Evil, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, America Wake Up or Waco. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and sign up via our secure, safe online shopping cart. Or call toll free to order the videos or books at 1-888-253-3139. My videos are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more of any of these powerful videos. Get them, make copies of them, get them out to your friends and family, educate the world. Again, 1-888-253-3139. If somebody doesn't tell the world, you know, it's over. It's up to you, folks. And these are the tools. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. By the way, I'm on Alan Combs' syndicated radio show tonight in his first hour. We'll see what that's like. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Brock in Canada. Brock, go ahead. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Good to hear from you.
I just wondered, with this prisoner abuse scandal and this sort of thing, it looks like Lord Kerry is going to be the front runner. So I'm wondering if the globalists want Bush or Kerry, because if they want Bush, there might be another attack they might be conjuring up.
Well, you know, you have to look at the fact that it doesn't matter. All the key cities are now under touchscreen, federally paid for, CIA-controlled, publicly electronic voting systems. Bush and Kerry are buddies. This is all staged. This is staged at multiple levels. The voting itself, the candidates who are cousins, members of the same secret society. Then on top of that, they'll carry out terror to legitimize the next ratcheting up phase of police state.
What is the next police state level, do you think? Is it going to be more control of people's lives?
It's going to be the CAPS 2 system, to start your car, to have a job, to walk down the street, showing papers everywhere, police beating folks up, legitimizing it, torture of American citizens, all crimes being listed as acts of terror, just a whole new level, probably a bio release, and then a shutdown of a whole region to demonstrate how good martial law is. That's the next phase.
When do you see this coming in the next 3 to 5 years?
Oh, well, most assuredly, unless we stop them.
Well, I think that people are waking up. You've done some excellent work and getting a lot of people online, and that's why I think that the chip intentions they have may be slowed down and impeded because of the good work you've been doing.
Well, thank you. It's because of your good work as well. They're going to have a lot of trouble selling it. They're going to sell it to our children. We'll be right back. Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units benefits to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.